start the new parak in Daf Mem Zayin. So again, so we the Mishnayos are just continuing with the avoda of Yom Kippur. So last left the Kohen, he had shechted the par. He had left the coals on the fourth step going up into the Heichal. So he hotzilo es hakaf ve'es hamachta. They bring out to him, from Rashi points out, from the Lishkas HaKelim, they bring out to him the kaf, which is a spoon or a ladle, right, and the machta and the shovel. Right, the spoon is going to be where he puts the ketores in, and the machta is the shovel. It's a shovel. So chafan melo chafnav. So then how does he take out the ketores? He does chafina, which we'll see is basically he puts his two hands into the ketores and cups them and brings it out. Chafnav melo chafnav. We're not seeing the socha kaf. And then he puts it into the ladle or into the spoon. But there's no objective size of what he brings in. It's not, it depends on the size of his hands. Hagadol if he gadlo, if you have the bigger hands, he's going to have more ketores. Vakatan if he katno, smaller hands, smaller ketores. Vikach haiso midasa, and that's the mida. That's the sign. So noto es hamachta b'yamino. So he takes the pan which has the coals in it, which the hot coals. He takes the pan in his right hand. Vesakaf b'smalo. And he takes the ladleful of ketores into his left hand. So everybody asks, how's he doing anything with his left hand? Doing your avoda with a left hand is possible. A lefty can't do an avoda with the left hand. And doing you can't do any avoda with your left hand. How are you doing the avoda here with his left hand? So there's some say that the avoda in the left hand is only called the Rabbanon, and here they say that since it's the Rabbanon, hein amru. The Rabbanon that say that there's like the avoda's dam is what's going to be what's possible with the left hand. Because if avodah is dam, you have four avodos, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. So halacha, which was what he's doing here, walking the blood to the mizbeach, is part of the avodas. Here, walking the ketores to the inside the heichal is not necessarily an avodah, it's just a chitimshah to get it there. So maybe the psul of your left hand doesn't apply, because this isn't going to be considered like an uppercase avodah. Something has to be done in order to get there, but it doesn't have the status of an avodah. Okay. So, machta, what do you mean the machta? They bring him the machta. Tonale, we already learned about that. Not dalata machta. He took the shovel. Not dalata machta. But ala rosh ha-mizbeach. They went to the top of the mizbeach. V'chote. And he digs out the coal. V'yorid. And he goes down. So he already has a pan. So Mar says, hasam machta decholim. That's talking about a pan for the coals. But hacha, and here we're talking about machta decholim. So it was a pan that was used for the ketores, the Tanya, because we've learned to have, we learned in the Braisa, hotzil lo es hakaf reikan milishkas hakelim. They bring out for him a kaf that's empty from the lishkas hakelim, umachta gedusha shel ketores milishkas beis haftinas, and they bring out a panful of ketores. He doesn't go into where the beis haftinas, that's where they made the ketores, doesn't go in there to take the ketores. So the two pans, there's one pan that already has the coals, and that's the one he's going to walk into the Heichal with. But they're also, now we're talking about the Ketores, so they went in, they went into the base of Tinas, they brought out a pan full of Ketores, and he does the Chafina from that pan. So he's got, this is the second pan. And then when he does that, he puts it into the Kaf, and he's walking into the Heichal with the other Machta of the coals, and this spoonful of, or ladleful of Ketores. Right, so that's how it happens. Okay, so now, chafan melo chafnav, he takes the chafina, v'nosin l'socha kaf ha-gadol, he puts it into the ladle, into the spoon, or the bowl, right, I'm not sure what it is, v'ha-gadol if he gadlo, v'ha-katl if he katlo, v'kach ha-yamidasa. So that's where it's in the midas. And the Gemara says, kaf b'yom ha-kippurim lomeli. Why do I need the kaf? Why does he have to put from his hands, why does he have to put it into another spoon? The answer is just because it's practical. You have to carry, right, you have to carry, I don't know what the question was, but we're going to get to that. You have to carry the machta coals, and you have to carry the ketores, so there's no way really, and the coals are hot, even though the Rishonim says that there was this leather strip over it to keep it from burning, but how are you going to carry it in? So the Gemara is going to just go through, possibilities.
So wait a second. So now he has to put that thing with coals on the floor while he's doing the chavina?
No.
The machta with the becholim.
He's not holding it yet.
It's on the step.
Yeah, it's on the step.
No, he took the becholim first.
Yeah. And then he put it, and he left it on the step.
On the step where?
going up to the Heichal.
Fourth step.
The fourth step. He left it on the fourth step. But now they bring him another Machta of Ketores. Yeah, he left it on the fourth step. It's one of the previous Mishnayos.
Yes.
Yeah. He left it on... He didn't review that day. So... okay. Right, so... Kaf Yom Kippur Lamali. Right, it says... Melochaf Nav Vehevi Amarachmana. It just says you bring Melochaf Nav, right? And then you bring it. You bring, like, just the scoopfuls, right? The palmfuls. And then you bring it. So it says Mishum Delo Efshar. The reason why you have to bring the spoon is because there's no other way. Dehechinovit. What's he going to do? The first suggestion is, okay, so you have it like that, walk in, put it down, come back out, and then take the pan, go in and out. Right? So Gemara says you can't do that. Right? Mishum, he says, Kafi of Lamali, Malechof Nova Haven Rahmana, Mishum Delo Efshar. Dehechinovit. Nayel Vahadar Nayel. Can't be. Havo achas amarachmana velo shtei havo. It's a pasuk, basically. They learn out from the pasuk. They're only allowed to go in once. I'm not exactly sure. It says...
He's twice that day, because he has to retrieve.
Right, but in this part, it says, vehevi mi beis laparochas. It says he goes in once, to go in for the first time to go. And that pasuk is actually whole limud. That's the only one that's out of order, that they have to figure it out. That they only did, because otherwise there's only three changings, and that would make it five. Right, so he says, velo shtei havo. So he says, Nashkile liketores bichofnov, the nachte lemachta alov ayil. So maybe put the ketores in his palms, and then put the machta of coals on top of it. So he says, no, that can't be. Besides the fact it's really hot, he says, kimoti hosam hechilovit. So when he gets inside, what are you supposed to do? So basically he has the coal, he has the pan, he's holding like this with the ketores, put the pan on top of it. Now he's got to go inside. He's got to put stuff down. He's got to put the ketores on the mizbeach, and something on top. So what is he supposed to do with it? So So maybe you tell him what you do is you take the pan, put it in your mouth, and take it from your mouth, bite it, hold it in your mouth, and then put it down, and then put the ketores down. He says, besides the fact that's probably pretty heavy and hurts. He says, Ahashtal if they melech basar adam eilnus and king. If they melech malchei hamelachim, akadosh baruch hu askam v'kama, what are you supposed to do? You don't do it in front of the king to put something in your mouth and place it down. That's just not kavod. To do that, so Hilkach to low Efshar. Therefore, there's nothing else to do, and came to low Efshar of Dinan Kada Ashukhan Benesiyim. So there's no other way to do it, so we have to find some precedent of what was done. So they do it. They did it in the Nesiyim, but the way, as Rashi says, the way that they did it with the Nesiyim, Kafe Chad Mele Ketores. He had a spoonful of Ketores. So that's how he does. He has it in a spoonful. He has one in one hand, one in the other hand. He walks in, puts one down, and then he's able to get inside. Okay. So then, the Gemara says, not to let Samachta be him in, he takes the coals, or it's in his right hand, there's a kaf b'smol, and he has the spoonful of ketores in his left hand. So the Gemara asks, Yitziva v'ara v'giyura b'shmei shmaya, which is basically, literally it means, the native person is on the ground, and the stranger is up in heaven. It seems to be that it's some sort of statement that's made. It's like, you're putting everything backwards. The ketores, everyone must agree that the right hand is more important. And the ketores is what's being offered. Shouldn't it be the other way around, that the ketores is in his right hand, and that the machla is in his left hand, because you take the more important thing, and you put that in the right hand? What's being offered to God is the ketores. So Gemara says, no, okay, zomiruba, vizomuetes. This one is heavier, and this one's smaller. The kohen is a righty. It has to be a righty. So, and it's heavy, so his stronger hand is most likely the right hand. You put the heavier one in his right. Just a practical consideration. And the Gemara says, and it would be the case, don't say, sometimes a person might have a big hand, and therefore he's going to have a lot more ketores. So maybe the ketores would be heavier. Like the Maisa Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, who apparently had really, really big hands. Rashi says, afilu bezman shneim shavim, kohen shechofanov gedolim, v'chofan shloshes kavin, and he'll have more than three kav of ketores, which means it would be more than the coals, right? 3 pounds of bricks, 3 pounds of feathers. But it doesn't matter. It would still be more, right? Afilu hachi, nevertheless, kevon de barov kohanim gedolim gecholim erub mechofnov notel kapesvol. They take it in their hand. And he also says, and not everybody has his gear, so it says, zo chamo vezo tzonenes. This one's hot and this one's cool. I don't know why that makes a difference. Maybe because his right hand is stronger, he can withstand the heat more in his stronger hand. I don't know why that would matter, because it's just as hot in either hand. Okay. But there is, I think the Bach takes this out. Right. Okay. My notes have it. Yeah. The Gimel in the Bach says, is that the Gimel? No, Gimel in the In Masorah Shasatz. No? Where is it? The Dalit. The Dalit. He takes it out. Dalit takes it out. Okay. So now they're talking about Yishmael ben Kimchis. Yishmael ben Kimchis, who was a Kohen Gadol. They have Josephus talks about him, and he served in like the beginning of the last of the century. Right, so Yishmael, Amar Lava, Yishmael ben Kimchis, Shai Chofin Arba Kabin B'Malochofnav. His hands were so big, he would have four kav of Ketores in his hands. And then Machta only had three kav of Gecholim. Right, so Abras Kabin B'Malochofnav. Omer, right, and he would say, Omer Kol Anashim, and all the women would say, Zardu V'Zered, Ima. Right, Allah Lagag, something like that. Valor for the mother, she went up to the roof. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Alalagag gavar akulan." He's just a bigger. So she did something that he was a big guy, right? He was a big dude. So they start to praise his mother. So ikadamri, what'd she do? Ikadamri ba arson. They gave him cereal. He ate his Wheaties, I guess. Ikadamri the arson, and that's why he got so big, right? The Rabbi Bar Yonasan, like Rabbi Yonasan said, "Damar Rabbi Yonasan amar b'chil arson yofel lechola." That this porridge, this cereal, is good for a sick person. So either she fed it, she ate it a lot when she was pregnant, and that caused him to be big, or when she was younger, when he was growing up, they fed him a lot of this cereal, I guess. Rashi says, Ika da amri hai zered ba arsan ka'amar ba yafahu lecholah, v'stam nashim u'baros cholos v'ocheles, zered ba arsan sheminei malchal chitin, some sort of wheat, literally it's the Wheaties, rekdamiru mesechus brachos, and therefore, he was able to grow. The Ikud Amri, I don't understand this one, but Ikud Amri b'shichva zera. Something has to do with the shichva zera, or could the Rabbi Avo, like Rabbi Avo, the Rabbi Avo, they try to praise her that she did something that allowed him to become so large. Right? Because the Rabbi Avo, Rami Ksiv. Rami Avo quotes the contradiction between two psukim. So the contradiction between the two psukim are in, I guess in Shmuel Beis, I think. It says, Vatazreini chayel melchama. I think that's the wrong, is that the right pasuk? He says, "Vatazreini chelu melchama tachria kamitachta." I think this is like David HaMelech who's praising that Hashem that he took him out to war, and there are two places where he talks about it. Oh, this is where there's a concept. This is where one part one says Migdil, one says Magdil. That's the whole. That's the two. The story is repeated, but it's repeated with certain what. Right.
Tazraini is spelled with an Aleph in Ramanyam.
But
it's on the Tazraini part.
No, but Tazraini in the first pasuk is correct. In the second pasuk, it's going to be Ta'azraini. Yeah. Right? In Tehillim, it's Tazraini. What? Right, I read the first one yet. Right, the Amar Rabbi Vol, Ramik Siv, the first pasuk is in Shmuel Beis, which is Tazraini, right? Which, I mean, Chayel and Milchama, the Ksiv, and here it says Hamitazraini, but really that's not right. It's Ta'azraini, Chayel Milchama. Amar Rabbi David Lechnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ziritani v'Zartani. So it means like you winnowed me, which means you chose me, and then Zartani, you guided me. So somehow you winnowed, chose me. Amar Lava, Rabbi Shmuel Ben, so I'm not exactly sure. Again, I don't know how that fits in to what she did. Rashi says, Vatazreini is Lashon Zores HaGorin, Vaziratani, Hizartani Minabor. Somehow she chose the right Shechva Zera, and the choosing the right Shechva Zera created, I don't know, like gender selection or something like that. I'm not sure how that explains why he got big. But Amrullah,
I think that it's making the Shorek is the same as the Elsran, which was Asan. What's it? Asan, which she fed him.
And why is also
Shorek? No, it's a separate thing. It's an Ikadamri.
And why is he also calling
the Azam, the...
Why is Sarah calling him the mother's name, Yishmael ben Kimchis?
Yeah, that's a good question, I don't know. So Amru Lav Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis, right? Pamachas siper dvarim im arovi echad v'shuk v'nitaza tzinor mipiv abagadav. So it seems to be here that one time he was on during the Yom Kippur Avoda, I think he only was Kohen Gadol for a year, but one time during the Yom Kippur Avoda, he went out and was speaking with this non-Jew.
It doesn't say Yom Kippur because it cannot be Yom Kippur.
It's Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur, right? Pam acha sefer dvarim arvi acha b'shuk v'nitazot tzinorim mipiv al begadav, and some spittle went out from this guy's mouth onto his clothing. V'nichnas yeshevav acha v'shamish tachdav, and because he became tamei, right? Because we say that the spittle of a non-Jew is metame b'masa, and now he's on his clothing, so he's carrying it. So he became Tameh. So therefore, Yeshevav, his brother, Shimesh Tachtov. right? Sheva's brother had to do the Yom Kippur Avoda in his stead, right? Rashi says Pamachas. He says Yom Kippur Haya. That's what Rashi says. Sinor is Roke, and therefore he. Question is, what's he doing going outside in the middle, right? So the Marsha asked that question. The Marsha says, it can't be on Yom Kippur because what was going on? So it must have been on Erev Yom Kippur. But Mar Tzchai says, if it was Erev Yom Kippur, then why didn't he was able to serve? He just would have gone to mikvah at night and be ready the next morning.
The Meir says that this Arab was a king.
Right, so the Mar Tzchai also brings down the Arab was a king and he had to go out. So the story is difficult because what's he doing going out in the middle of the Avodah? I guess he got finished early. I don't know. He was finished earlier. They were waiting, but they could fit.
They watch him for a whole week, and then he goes out.
They let him go out. Listen. Also, you're saying they watched him for the whole week. What are we talking about now? We're talking about the beginning of the year of 10, 15. The Rabbanim didn't have the power in that time historically. He's got Saduki guys.
No, but this is different. It's different than the Paradumo. He's sequestered also to learn to avoid Shikva Zera,
right,
and to learn all the avoidance.
Right.
But he's not forbidden to speak to people, having people come see him.
Yeah, but he went out.
The Paraduma guy is.
But he's a king, you have to answer. It's very difficult. But even if he's a king, so what?
Well, maybe he has no choice.
Where's he going out? Right, so I'm saying that I don't think he's such a tzaddik then possibly that he's doing. All right, so Pamachas Yotzo V'Sipri Ma'adon, sorry. So V'Shuv, sorry. He says, V'Shimish, so his brother became Kohen Gadol inside of him, and V'Rasa Iman, Shnei Kohanim Gadolim B'Yom Echad. His mother was Zocher, I guess, to see two Kohanim Gadolim, two of her sons to be Kohen Gadol on the same day. V'Shuv Amru Alav Al Rabbi Shmuel Ben Kimchis, again Rabbi Shmuel Ben Kimchis, Pamachas Yotzo V'Sipri, excuse me, Imadon Echad B'Shuk, happened again, I don't know how it happened again, V'nachas Sino Repiv, and the same thing, is spit on, Abigadov, V'nichlas Yosef, Achiv, V'shimish Tachtov, again, this time Yosef, his brother, I'm not sure if it's the same story, could be that the same story is being repeated, and have happened again. Josephus says that this guy was only, because he was only Kohen Gadol for a year, so I don't know if that's historically, if that's correct.
He called Rabbi Yishmael.
Right, so that's, I am. V'shimish Tachtov, V'rasa Iman, Shnei Kohanim Gadolim B'yom Echad. Okay, Shatan Rabbanon, Shiva Banim Hayu L'Kimchas, Kimchas had seven sons, V'kulon Shimshu B'kuna Gadula. And they all became Kohen Gadol. So it could be the Shvach Olignai, because but it says, come here, the Gemara seems takes it for a good thing. Amr lo chachamim ma'asis l'shazicha sezachis l'chach. How are you zocher to this? Amr lahem, she said to them, miyamai lo ra'u koros besi kal esa irai. The walls of my house never saw my hair. She covered her hair even inside her house, which is not halacha l'maisa, but Amr lo, they said to her, so what? Harbe asuke v'lo ilu. You must have done something else, because many women do this, and they never were zocher to something so wonderful as that. So you must have something else. Tana Rabbanan.
Six of his sons also died.
Well, that's it. That's it.
That's what I said. It could be the Shvach Ganai, but no, it doesn't say here Rabbi Shmuel died.
It doesn't say they died.
He said he got ten tummy.
No,
well, it means he said tummy, and he got.
Well, it doesn't have to mean that they died.
Yeah.
The story that we just worked down here is he didn't die; he became tummy.
Five others had the
others for some reason was Zocher. Maybe they went to depose. Maybe the king appointed somebody else. Doesn't say that they died. I just agree with you. I don't know if that's necessarily the Shvach. Maybe it's the Gnai, but the Gemara seems to be taking it as a something good. What? Gemara says Shvach. Hey, Tanur, because they ask him, what merit did you have? Right, Tanur Rabbanan, Bikumso. Right, it has to be Bikumso. Shelo Yasa Mida LeKometz. Don't make a kli for the Kometz. Meaning, you would have thought you do the Kemitza for the Mincha. Find out, let the guy do it, make a mold. Make a mold for a kli, like he does the kemitza like this, it's this amount. So make a mold for a kli that amount, and he does kemitza, just use that kli instead of having to use his hand. He says, no, bekumtso, with his komitz, him himself. Right, ibailu. So mayu sheyasen midel chafina. Okay, you can't do it for the kemitza. What about for the chafina, for the taking of the katoris with their hand? So hasavu dehika kumtso, aval hachal deloksiv bechafna. Maybe only by komitz, where it says specifically it has to be done with his hands. But maybe by chafina, it doesn't say chafnav. It doesn't say chofno, right? It says, here it says, the loksiv chofnov. It says, melochofnov, the amount of his chafina. So maybe you can make a mold, you can let him go to the base of Mikdash, do chafina, they'll measure how much he has, and so he has the mold to do it, and that would solve a lot of issues also. It wouldn't be in his hands, he would have it in a bowl, you don't have to put it back, take it from his hands into the spoon, it would be right away, it would be into a bowl. So he says, aval hachin, the loksiv chofnov, ela melochofnov, Ketorah Sar Medak, that's the end of the Pasuk, Lo, Ol Dilma, Yolith Mole Mole Mikumso. You learn that, the word says Molo, Molo, from Komets. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we'll try to bring a proof. The question is, can you make some sort of mold to make a Kli that holds the size of the Kohen Gadol's Chafina. So Tashma, the Kach Haisa Midasa. Right, I think it's our Mishnah. But the Kach Haya Midasa, right, it's the end of the Mishnah. It has these three words, the Kach Haya Midasa. What does that come to add? My love, she'im lo, she'im, it says this is its size. Maybe that means, she'im rotza lasos mida, take a Torah Cheres, if you want to make this mida, this measurement, osa, you can make it. The Gemara says, lo, hachi kamar, the kach haya chozer v'chofa lifnim. Well, that's what he would go and be chofen lifnim, which means what? Rashi says, lo hachi kamar, v'kach haya chozer v'chofa lifnim, ma'ara os l'tokhafnav, minakaf, v'nosan al l'chom shebemachte. He says, no, what it means is that he would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores in the bowl. Then when he got to Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wouldn't pour it from the bowl onto the coals. He would then do Chafina again and take it out of the bowl and then put it from his hands onto the bowl. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're making a kli you can make a kli to hold the Chafina, a mold and use that instead of using his hands. So the Gemara then says, well, Shema Shmina Chofen V'Chozer V'Chofen. You see from here that you do Chafina, you put it on the coals, and you chafina again. Apparently it's a machlokas later on. Based on the way you're describing now, you just answered that machlokas. I guess others might say that you don't have to take it out again with your hands a second time. So that seems to be machlokas later on. Rashi says, Shema Shmina, Ula Kaman, which will be, I think, on Sunday, right, Nachnam Tes, Ba'inale. It's a question. So how can you say that? That's what the Mishnah is talking about, if that just would answer the question that we're going to have later on. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma She'im Ratza Lasos Mida Oseh, Inami Shlo Yachzer V'Shlo Yoser. He says, no, he says, it's not that. You can't answer that question. I guess maybe it's saying that, one second. Dilmash imratzel asumid, if he wants to, he can. Inami shlo yechzar v'shlo yoser. Or maybe it's saying he shouldn't have more, shouldn't have less. In other words, there's multiple ways to possibly explain our Mishnah. You can explain our Mishnah that they do make the kli. He explained to Mishnah that it's maybe he's talking about chofing, chozer, v'chofing. Maybe talking about that if he wants to, he can make the kli. Maybe it's a Mishnah saying that zohu midasa, which means don't put on more, don't put on less. Don't take a heaping amount, but make sure it's exact. Four different ways, possibilities, the way you can explain the Mishnah. It can't be used as a, there's no proof one way or another. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, melo kumtso. So now we can talk about doing kemitza. It says melo kumtso, a full komitz, yachol mivurats, like mivurats, I think it like pops out, like it's a heaping thing, like it's popping out of his hand and hanging out, and it's coming out long. Rashi says mivatzitzin mikol tzaviyotzer. Right, you see this extra coming out from the way. Sometimes you hold something, it pops out from the side. Therefore, no. Therefore, tamalomer bikumso, ibikumso. If it's bikumso, yochel afilu barosh etzbosav. Maybe just do it with the top of your fingertips, like from over here, just like this, a small thing. He says no, tamalomer milo kumso, a full komets. It's kid the mekamtze inishi, like people do it, the way people do it. How does people do it? Haketzad chofes shalosh etzbosav al pisas yado bikomets. You stick your hand in like this, and then you pull the comb. You put it into the side like that, and you do the comates. Alright, so what do you do with them? That is Mer'es, but you just said now that you can't have anything left over on the sides. But you have certain types of carbon minchas, which are sort of baked. They're like crackers almost already. And you do kemitza with them. Well, how are you going to get it exactly into your, how are you going to get exactly into your kemitza, into the three fingers? It's hard, it's crackers. He said, machavasu marcheshes that are baked already, mochik begodol malala mimala ube etzba oketan mulmata. What you do is then you have to sort of like rub it off with your pinky and with your thumb to get off the extra. And the Gemara says, v'zohi avod ha-kasha v'mikdash. And that's the most difficult avod in the mikdash, is to be able to break and get and smooth out the machvas and the marcheshes in the hands. The Gemara asks, sulo, right? V'zohi v'sulo, this is the hardest and not anything else. V'ha'ika malika, we have malika, which is very, very difficult. V'ha'ika chafina, we'll see the chafina, we'll get to talk about how difficult it was, what Rashi says, Shibifnim. Again, it's also on Sunday's daf. Rashi Shibifnim, the Tanya Bar Nami Lekamam, Epirkim, Zoe Bode Kasha. We'll see how he deals with the Ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is also a very, very difficult avodah. So how are you saying that peeling off the Machbas and Machesha, so that's the hardest one? There are two others that are described as the hardest ones. Gemara says, Zovi may avodas kashas of Mikdash. It's one of the most difficult avodas in the Mikdash. One of the three most difficult avodas. Again, the three of them are Mochek Migdolo, then the Malika, and the Chafina. Those are the three most difficult avodas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
Does it from like flour? Was always
the different types of menachos. By the machbas and marcheshes, Rashi says, machbas marcheshes, shehi mini tigun, some sort of fried thing, shein afios tequila, they baked it first, v'chozer po tchotan, and then they crumble it up. V'kasha kemitzason, the kemitzas hard, miliyos mivuretzes yoser, Mikvitzas mincha solis shibirutza noflim eleim. The crumbs of the flour that falls out by itself. Right, and here you have to be mochet begodol berutzim shalmalo the etzvok tana berutzim shalmata. You have to wipe off the excess on the top that comes out from either side, your thumb and your pinky. Amar Rav Yochanan, boi Rav Yeshua ben Uzza, bein habinayim shalmelo kumso mahu. He says the bein habinayim. It seems to be like if you're taking your fingers and it's stuck in between your fingers. Right, it's supposed to be the comb is supposed to be here, but it's stuck in between the fingers. What's that status? Because you have two sides. If it's kamitza, it goes in the zveach. If it's shirayim, it's supposed to be baked and eaten. And you're only supposed to take what's in the handful. So what is that considered? Right, bayim of Yosef and Uzzah, bein abenayim shemolikom tzumahu. Amar papa. But papa says, well, wait a second. Digavai, the stuff that's definitely outside the fingers, and just because you can see it from outside the fingers. Loti, sorry, that's inside.
Inside.
Digavai, loti bayi lachtavai dekomitzu. That's definitely kamitza. Dibarai, the stuff that you can see on the outside, loti bai loch devadi shirayimu, that is definitely shirayim, and that gets baked. You take it off. Kiti bai loch the baini baini. I guess the stuff that's stuck in between the fingers, and you can't see it. It's stuck in between the fingers. So mai. So what's the story? So Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says Hadar Pashta. Eventually answered Hadar Pashta Rav Yeshua Uzzah. It's the same for Ben Uzzah, right? Bain binayim suffik. It's a suffik. And the Rav Tosa says, what do you mean? It was a suffix before you answered the question. That was the whole question, it was a suffix. So the Tosa says, no, it gets a din suffix. Right? It's not like, you didn't know what it was, and now it has a din suffix. We treat it as like Ben Hashmashos or something like that. What is it? Is it day? Is it night? Is it suffix day or night? Or is this new entity called Ben Hashmashos? So this is a din suffix, Ninu. So hechi avid. So what do? Amar Ufchina, mak your komitz l'chudei tchila, v'hadar bein abinayim. What you do is you first you mark the ketores amount, and then you mark this separately. The Gemara says the iyamar hadar bein abinayim, the iyamar bein abinayim bereisha. But if you said that you do the bein abinayim first, dilma shirayim ninu, maybe they're really shirayim. V'havu shirayim shechasu ben kmitza laktara, v'amar mar shirayim shechasu ben kmitza laktara emar kimel esakomis. The concern is that you can't be makir the shirayim this excess first, because the halacha is. If before you put the kemitz, the komitz part on the mizbeach, you're missing any of the shirayim, you're not allowed to put the kemitza onto the mizbeach. So what theoretically happened here, if you would put this baini baini onto the mizbeach first, maybe that baini baini is not kemitza, maybe it's shirayim. And what you just do, now if you've purposely made, you've lost some of the shirayim, then you wouldn't be able to put the kemitza onto the mizbeach. So what you do is you put the komitz on first, and then you put this excess stuff onto the mizbeach afterwards. Let's just read it again. The iamar bein habeinayim bereisha dilma shirayim ninu. Maybe they're the excess. V'havle shirayim shechasru ben kemitza laktara. And then you'll be missing shirayim between the kemitza and the haktara of the komitz. V'amar mar, and we know shirayim shechasru ben kemitza laktara emak tiyam aleim es akakomitz. So the Gemara says right now what we're doing is you have this suffix about this excess in between the fingers. Take the stuff that's in the palm, in the komitz, you makir that, and then we then suffik makir the other stuff, the excess second. Gemara says, Ihachi hashtanami ekrakan kol shemimenu ishim harehi ubival taktiru. Well, here you have a problem, is that your only thing that's allowed to go on the mizbeach is stuff that's supposed to go on the mizbeach. If this is a suffik, maybe it's not supposed to go on the mizbeach. How in the world are you putting it on the mizbeach? It may not be roy to go on the mizbeach. Only kemitz is supposed to go on the mizbeach. So Amar Rav Yehuda bereid Rav Shimon ben Pasi de matir le l'shum etzim. So when you put it on the mizbeach, you have in mind that this is not going to be kemitzah. You have in mind that this is going to be extra firewood. L'shem etzim. You want to put more wood onto the mizbeach. You want to create more fire. So that's what you have to intend. Kid to Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya Blazer Omer, L'reich Nechoach Yitamala, Avatamala L'shum Eitzim. The only Isser is to put something on the Zveach that's not supposed to be there if you're putting on L'shem Reich Nechoach. You want it to be a carbon. But to put it on to be Eitzim, so it's going to increase the fire, that's allowed. The Gemara says.
Another question there about the tracking from the Shirayim. What was the answer to that question? If you put it on the
You put the Komitz on first.
Right.
You burn the Komitz first, so nothing's missing between the Kmitza and the Haktara. I do the kemitza. I do the kemitza. Now I have the kemitza in here, and I have left over here. So I take the part from in here, and I burned that first. This is still an extant.
So, you're not sure what that is.
Perfect. So it might be Shirayim. Therefore, I'm being marked to the Kamitza first, and when I'm marked to the Kamitza, nothing is missing from the Shirayim, because it's still here. It didn't go anywhere. Okay. So the Gemara says, Hanich Rabbi Lezer. That works all well, according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds that you can be marked to something L'shem Eitzim. But Elder Rabbanan would say you cannot be mocked if something L'shem Eitzim Ma'ik L'meimar. So Amar Rav Mari the Kamtzi Shmini. Whenever you did Kamitzah, you had a kohen with fat fingers. And so you had fat fingers, for somehow you wouldn't have the extra, nothing would be coming out. I guess because the folds of the fingers overlap or something like that, so you wouldn't have, right? So Hashta Da'asa L'Hachi, Rabbi Lezer, Nam L'Chil, Kamtzi Shmini. So to Rabbi Lezer, who says that you can do it L'shem Eitzim, but L'Chachila, you should have a kohen with fat fingers do it, to avoid the possibility, to avoid the likelihood of having the extra stuff in the cracks. I think the being is, if you have fat fingers, then they don't make the cracks. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
But you just said it folds overlap.
Yeah, so it's right. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions about Chafina and Kemitza. Most of them are left with a teku. So Bayi Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, Bein HaBeinayim Shemalo Chafdov Ma'u. We just discussed the Bein HaBeinayim in between with the Kemitza. What about by the Chafina, when he goes like this, and he has the stuff that's in the fingers, what happens to that? Does that go in as part of the Ketoros or not? He says, so Gemara says, what's the question? We just said before, we had a Shiloh trying to compare Chafina, the Chafina to the Kemitza, and we had the Gzeir Shava, possible Gzeir Shava of Mole Mole, or Malo Malo, sorry, I think it's Malo Malo, right? How's it? So Malo Malo, if you learn that Gzeir Shava, so whatever the halacha is by Kemitza, that's going to be the halacha by the Chafina, by the Chafina. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Papa Hachi Ba'ile, this is his question. Malo Chafnav, right, Vehevi Ba'inon, Va'ika, O Dilma, V'lokach Vehevi Ba'ina, V'haleka. He says, no, Chafina is a different halacha. Chafina, the pasuk says that you have to take it, right? It says, what's the pasuk? It says, Melo Chafnav Vehevi Ba'inon, you have to be Vehevi, you bring what's in your hands. So if he brings what's in his hands, this is in his hands, and he's good to go. O Dilma, or we say, V'lokach Vehevi Ba'inon, he has to bring what he took. And I guess maybe the Kohen's intent is only to have what's in his hands, not what's in between the fingers, and therefore he never had intent for this to be, it's not considered a lakach as if he taught it, as if he took it. Right, so Gemara says, teku. Amar HaPapa, Amar HaPapa then says, Pshitalei melo kumso kidebekamse inshe. So melo kumso, he said, how people do the kamitza. Right, you're supposed to do it, stick your hands to the side, and then go through, and probably has pictures, maybe Sifta has the pictures. Right, so Bai HaPapa, Kamitz berosh etzbosav mahu. What if he just uses the tips of his fingers, I guess, berosh etzbosav. Milamata lumala mahu. What if he goes from underneath? He takes his hands like this and then does the kibitza, as opposed to going like that. Minhat lumata minhat stadim mahu. I'm not sure what minhat stadim would be. For the sideways. Kolmar shaloki derech akomtsim gav yado lumata. So Elam Molich Al Gav Yodo Bidochak Vasolok Nitha Vipas Yodo Derech Etzbosav. Sorry, he pushes it. It goes like this. He pushes it down and it goes through his fingers and then he grabs it. So right, he pushes it down, displaces it into his hand and then closes the hand. So that Ma, what's the deal with that? He says Teku. Right. So Amar Rapapa, Pshitali Malochafnov, also when it comes down to the Ketoros Yom Kippur, what's Malochafnov? It's Kidechafni Inshi. It's the way people normally do it, which is you go like sort of in the sides like that, and you sort of make a bowl out of your hands. Kidechafni Inshi. So Bayer Rapapa, again, Chafnov Barosh Etzbaosav Mahu, and if he does it, the Rosh Etzbaosav, which is, I guess the same thing, he puts it down, it comes into his hands. Milmata Lamala, Minatzad Mahu, Chafn Bezo U Bezo. Also, what if he goes like this, and then goes like this, and then puts them together? We said that he has to make the cup of your hands at the same time. What if he does his right hand first, and then his left hand, and he puts them together? Is that considered good? He leaves it as teku. Okay, so let's finish these questions. So, Bayi, so Menachem, you'll do the big tosos tomorrow.
I can't do the
big tosos. So you want me to stop? Okay, so we'll stop here. A few more questions from Rav Papa that end up in Teku. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.